Oil men aren't the only ones making money out of Oklahoma crude. Henry Mancini picked up some nice royalties for every performance of his song by that name. Monitor owes him a couple of shekels for this one. Again on a summer Saturday. Bill Cullen, Monitor 73. Have you noticed how many of the great movie stars we've lost in the past couple of weeks? It's weird and sad, too, to see the last of Betty Grable, Robert Ryan, Joey Brown, Veronica Lake, and Jack Hawkins. Always one of everybody's favorites, I guess. But there's comfort in knowing that many more are still with us, and one of them, lovable Sterling Holloway, he of the rusty hinge voice, he's going to be our guest on Monitor in just a little while. At the moment, though, music by Roger Miller, his newest, Open Up Your Heart.
Open up your heart. Take a little open. Take a little fly. Right on up to the sky. Don't live your life sitting somewhere in a corner. Don't be a little jack owner. We're nothing in life but a pie. Don't be afraid to take a little giggling and laughter. After all, what are we after? Don't let it all pass you by. Open up your heart. Take a little,
Johnny. unfortunately, our hot dogs and sauerkraut do.
Soggy. Heartburn. The rolls look like runny mashed potatoes. My stomach feels like warm soda. My head like a Bunsen burner. Wish I had some Alka-Seltzer.
Got plenty of water. Man, that Alka-Seltzer would go to work when I drink it. Settle my upset stomach and headache fast.
Oh, here it comes again. Anybody got a rowboat?
If you're planning a family vacation, call the nearest Ramada Inn. They'll get you free reservations at any of the more than 450 Ramada Inns nationwide. And ask about our special family plan. You'll love it.
Welcome home. Welcome home at Ramada
Inn. You're always welcome home. If you're a movie buff, and even if you're not, I have an interesting question for you. Did you ever confuse actor Sterling Holloway with actor Stanley Holloway? Well, we're going to try to get them straightened out in your and our minds once and for all. With us at Monitor now is a man. All I can say is I am very happy he's here because I have seen him in many, many of his pictures and heard his voice, and he's been one of my favorites for a long time. It is Sterling Holloway. He's in town now for the 50th anniversary Walt Disney Film Retrospective. Mr. Holloway, may I call you Sterling, sir?
I wish you would, please, and not Stanley.
Okay, yeah. No, not Stanley, whatever. All right, let's get right into that. Now, you said not to call you Stanley, and there's Sterling Holloway, there's Stanley Holloway. Have you been confused often? Or
Sterling Hayden.
Sterling Hayden.
And Robert Sterling.
Yeah.
And Ford Sterling, but you wouldn't remember that.
Well, I do remember Ford
Sterling.
Do you? I do indeed. Yeah. But you do get confused with all these people.
Yeah, a lot of times.
Time magazine did well by you once in Stanley's name, did they not?
Oh, they certainly did. And he, the poor guy, it was a great picture, and he did a wonderful part.
Yeah.
But the magazine said Sterling Holloway was great in this particular role.
And we worked at it.
And he worked at it, and I got the credit.
You're in town now for the Disney retrospective. How do you figure into that one?
Well, I've been in so many Disney films, and they're doing a great many of them now at Lincoln Center.
Yeah, and you did a lot of voiceover.
And I did a lot of voices, and I guess they wanted me to come back to see what the body looked like.
Maybe. That's pretty good. Now, you're doing these voiceovers, for anybody who might not know it, there'll be a cartoon character on the screen. The voice has to be done by somebody, the actual sound. And Sterling has done many, I guess more than you can remember.
Yeah, well, I was Flower, the Skunk, in Bambi,
yeah.
And I was a stork in Dumbo, and I was a cat in Alice in Wonderland, and they all sound exactly the same. There's nothing much I can do about the voice.
No, but the voice fits so many things. You did, I remember with pleasure, Peter and the Wolf, did you not?
Yeah, I did that. I was the first one to do that in this country.
You were, and it was a marvelous. Now, you were in Hollywood during the golden years. Were you in pictures for talkies?
No.
I didn't think.
I think the first talkie I ever did was Marlena Dietrich. It was called The Blonde Venus, and I wrote to my mother that I was being in a picture called The Blonde Venus, and she thought I was going to be the star.
It turned out Marlena Dietrich. During those golden years we were talking about in Hollywood, what studio had you under contract?
Well, none, actually. I freelanced at the time, Bill, but the only contract I ever signed was one with Fox, I think it was, to do 6 Will Rogers pictures. Just to be in those pictures with him.
What'd you do?
Let's see. One called Doubting Thomas, and, I don't remember
no,
the name.
I don't blame you. All the pictures you've done. Do you have a favorite picture you did of all of those?
Well, there's a picture that every time anybody will come up to me and say, I saw you in a picture. I know exactly what they're going to say. It was the only serious part I ever did in a picture called Hell Below. That was at MGM. And I did, if I must say so myself, and forgive me, Stanley, I did a beautiful dying scene.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I died beautifully in it. But that's the one, Bill, that
that's
they were in.
Do you watch television and see yourself pop up once in a while?
No.
You don't?
No.
Did you have an aversion to watching yourself on the screen?
Yes.
Many actors. Not many.
That was one reason I never signed a contract when I said I would rather be someplace else. I did a test, and I didn't hear from this test for a long time. And finally, I called, and then the man said, well, I have to tell you this, and he didn't say, well, you're too short for what we want, or too dark, or whatever. He said, your face is too repulsive. He says, you'll never make it in movies.
Do you think that the very fact that your original test got you that sort of slap, it has to be called that, is that why you didn't want to watch yourself? Is it that you thought you didn't do as well as you'd like to do, or that you weren't doing what you wanted to do?
Well, both, a little of both, but I know that after the man told me this, I went out, I swallowed twice, mm-hmm. and went outside the gate. And as I was leaving, the four Marx brothers were coming in to go to work. And I counted them off one by one as they went in, and I thought, maybe I still have got a chance at this,
You didn't have any more repulsive a face than they had.
That's right.
We're talking with Fairley Holloway, as you know, if you're a peer of mine and enjoying it immensely. I wonder if Mr. Holloway, stay with us, and we'll be back in a while to...
I'll be fine.
Okay, meantime, you're on the monitor feature.
Want to share something wonderful? Iced tea and Archway cookies will put a smile on any day, particularly a hot summer day. Sounds of summer, iced in a tall, frosty glass. Add your favorite tea, serve with Archway frosty lemon cookies. It'll pick you up, cool you off, and give you a fresh start. As fresh as any of Archway's home-style cookies, and there are over 30 varieties to choose from at your favorite grocery. Sounds of summer, flavored with Archway home-style cookies.
Bill Cullen again, and we're back at Monitor with our guest, Sterling Holloway. Sterling, unlike so many of the other Hollywood-based movie stars, you don't seem to receive much publicity throughout the years. Why do you think that is?
I guess I'm just shy.
No, you are. You certainly... hey, that's it. Now, you've always been shy. You've never played anything, most of your parts, but a shy person.
That's true.
Now, are you shy?
Yes.
Are you playing yourself?
Yes, I think so.
And you always have?
Yep. That's right. There's nothing much I can do about the voice.
No.
As we said before. And there's not too much I can do about the body except just put it to bed.
I get the impression that you do not have a large ego. Am I right there?
Well,
I mean, you don't exude confidence. You're not overconfident. Let's put it that
way. That's right.
You're not. You're willing to see faults of your own.
I think I'm a great worrier.
You know, I'm talking. It's like talking into a mirror. So am I. I worry a lot, but I think it's fun to worry, don't you?
Well, I don't know any other way. So. It's fun for me.
I'm worried about that, too. What do you do for relaxation, Sterling?
Worry. No,
I limped into that one.
No, I read a lot, uh-huh. And lately I've been collecting contemporary art, mm-hmm. And I built a house for my art.
This is a house in Laguna?
In Laguna, uh-huh. Yeah.
On the beach, I guess.
No, it's high up on top of a mountain.
Oh.
And I have even ceramic doors. I had a sculptor do the doors. They weigh over 1,000 pounds each.
Sounds like a fabulous place.
So it's kind of hard to get into.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe hard to get out of, and maybe that's one reason I don't leave too often.
But you do have the phone. If it rings and somebody has a part for you, you're ready to go.
That's right.
With all the people you work with, through all the years, do you have any one that is the most memorable without hurting the feelings of perhaps some of the others?
Well, it was a great pleasure to work with Spencer Tracy.
Mm-hmm.
We went to school together, as a matter of fact. We went to the American Academy of Dramatic Arts to learn to be actors together.
Honestly?
We were in the same class. And when I went to Hollywood, I was happened to be in a picture that that he was in, and I think he was a great actor.
I think he
was... Because he wasn't an actor, really.
No.
He was just it.
Yes, he was a powerful individual. The part he played was powerful. He did what you do. You're poles apart as far as the character that you present on the screen, but you actually play yourself, which is a very difficult role to play for anybody.
Mm-hmm.
You play yourself and sort of embellish around your own personality. Spencer Tracy did that, did he not?
Yes, I think so.
No, but what about with Spencer Tracy?
As a matter of fact, I was saying how stage-struck I am, and in the summers I like to go up to Seattle or Sacramento.
Mm-hmm.
Not too, I'd be scared of New York now, I think. But to do a play, and I've been going up so many years now that they just put my picture in the paper and say he's here. They don't even say the name of the play.
That's marvelous. Before I go, I so far haven't put you on the hook, but I think it's about time.
Uh-oh.
Spencer Tracy was one of the most impressive actors you ever worked with. I think we can safely say he was the most impressive in your
opinion. Yeah, right.
Okay. Now, today's stars, the kids you see in today's movies, there's no more big studio contracts. There's no more Hollywood, really, in a sense, where there still are motion pictures, but not the same. Of all the big names today, current stars, do you think any of those compare with the ones you worked with, Spencer Tracy?
What about Dan? And Dan the Rat, was it Willard or Dan the Rat?
You're copying a plea, Mr. Holloway. You're copying a plea. We've been talking with Sterling Holloway, a man whom I admired for many years, who's in town in New York now for the Walt Disney Film Retrospective, and was kind enough to come here and talk with us. Mr. Holloway, I want to say it again. I am a fan of yours, and it's been a real pleasure just having this opportunity to listen to you.
Thank you. It's been my pleasure.
Very quick first aid spray. Helps cut, break, mosquito bite, sunburn. Very quick can help a lot of things.
Gladys, aren't you thrilled here amidst the glorious hills, the crimson sun, and nature's little creatures?
Nature's little insects are eating me alive, and they itch, and I want to go home.
Spray insect bites with Metaquick, because Metaquick helps relieve the itch of insect bites fast. Great for sunburn, too.
Metaquick can help a lot of cuts. Spray mosquito bite, sunburn.
Why not a joy sauce to barbecue spirit?
Sounds great!
Why not a joy sauce to spice up your spirit?
Right. When I'm the chef, I add a joy sauce to my barbecue sauce and cook up a real spirit feast.
Just add a joy sauce to spirit tonight.
Why not? A joy sauce is America's favorite.
Lots joy makes Chinese swing American.
Why not?
On Monitor Now, Gallery with Maybe Baby. And that's a positive statement. No babies for us, baby.
Baby, baby, I have you. Baby, baby, you have it too. Baby, baby, I have you for me. It's funny, funny, you don't care. You never listen to my prayer. Baby, baby, you will want me someday.
Well, I don't want that, makes me glad. And I don't want that, makes me sad. Well, someday you won't be real. I'll be there waiting to see.
Baby, baby, I'll tell you. Baby, baby,
well, you are the one that makes me glad, and you are the one that makes me sad. When someday you are.
germ cream.
For what?
Everybody's a grouch.
Is your favorite now a push? A roll free.
Nobody gives you nothing for nothing.
A roll free.
Sweeten up, America, on these tins. Individually wrapped, great tasting, smile making tins in a row.
It's your favorite flower.
For me? Me?
Oh, no.
Sweeten up, America, on these tins.
Here's a monitor laundry tip. Ironing sheets and pillowcases is easier if you do it on a wide padded table instead of the standard narrow ironing board. Here's something else to consider.
Hello, everyone. This is Frank Blair for Speed Queen, and I'm going to read you a couple of lines from a letter written by Mr. Carl M. Laurie, Jr. of Des Moines, Iowa. He says, "We've had three different brands of automatic washing machines, and yours is by far the highest in quality. Thank you so much for such a fine product." Yes, quality products like Speed Queen washers and dryers do make happy customers. That's why Speed Queen quality is worth looking into. Speed Queen. A McGraw Edison Company division.
Listen, you spunks. This is the Flying Insect Hall of Infamy. The whole history of bad bugs.
Hey, there's Mean Gene Mosquito. He was public annoyer number one.
Yeah, till Raid got him.
Ooh, and fearsome fly. He flew a suicide mission into a Raid-protected kitchen.
Tragic story, tragic.
Who's the big guy, boss?
It's Raid.
Raid, Flying Insect Killer. With the sweet-smelling formula that kills bugs dead. Get Raid, Flying Insect Killer.
Raid's breaking up that old gang of mine.
Mitchell playing Where or When, and if you'd like to know the answer, it's right here on NBC in a few moments. But you also need to know what I'm referring to, huh? Well, the return of Monitor 73 and Bill Cullen. Me, that's what I'm referring to.
This year's News Press Fiesta edition is now in final preparation, and it's going to be in a new tabloid format, smaller in size, but with more stories and pictures than ever. And in addition, there will be a copy of this year's official Fiesta program included with each copy. Be sure to order copies of this special souvenir edition to send to friends and relatives who can't be here in person to enjoy our colorful community celebration. To place an order in advance of the August 5th publication, just call 966-3911 and ask for circulation. This is KTMS in Santa Barbara.
The next 5 monitor minutes will be shared exactly 2.5 minutes each for 2 songs. That's a rare occurrence around here. Cher with a brand new half-breed, and I begin to wonder where Sonny is here, and the Baja Marimba Band with Any Time of the Year. They're the Cherers.
My father married up to Cherokee. My mother's people were ashamed of me. The Indians said that I was white by law. The white man always called me Indian Squaw. Both sides were against me since the day I was born. We never settled, went from town to town. When you're not welcome, you don't hang around. The other children always laughed at me. Give her a feather, she's a Cherokee. Yeah. All I ever heard.
73. I hope you won't think we're on a morbid kick, but would you believe that the New York Times ran an obituary this week with a recipe for Boston baked beans right in the middle of it? It wasn't a typo, and it wasn't in bad taste either. Ida Bailey Allen, famous writer of cookbooks who died at the age of 88, had listed this as one of her favorite recipes. And since great authors have excerpts of their writings and great statesmen have their famous orations quoted and so on, Mrs. Allen was certainly entitled to her tribute. We think it might even look appropriate as an epitaph carved on the monument. Take a pint of navy beans, a half cup of water, so on, right down to R.I.P. But enough of the past. Let's hear what's new now from Bobby Russell, Mid-American Manufacturing Tycoon.
Well, it ain't takes off. I rock it, she's all packed. With shirt, he's got the crystal. On his back, he's been locked inside the house a year. He's about to lose his mind, but no more, no more, no, no more. It's convention time. Pretty soon he'll be with Fred Mill and Jock and Tom Rook, and they're gonna drink a city pride and tear New York up. 'Cause they did it all last year when they drank up all the wine, and once more, oh, once more. It's the fashion time. He's a Mid America manufacturing person. Ain't wealthy. He's a Mid America manufacturing person. When he runs into his buddies and it doesn't take him far to spot a mini skirt in a cocktail waitress standing by the bar. His friends all say go get her, but his heart is just a boy. And she smiles sweet come get her, and he blows up like a toy. He's a Mid-American manufacturing person. Benny King will do anything if given half a chance. Here he comes down the hotel hall in just his ugly pants. And a real swell guy from Birmingham is popping soon a room. Last year he took the fire extinguisher, spread up every room. Wonderful mind, brilliant man. Manufactures a few parts down in Birmingham. And if that's not enough to blow your mind, there's always time and money. He's a killer with the lady. They told all that he's from. He's a Mid American manufacturing person.
Well, he's brought the dawn to Central Park, and it's time to turn it in. And he's pretty tired of New York City.
And New York's tired of him.
So he reaches past the bottles on the nightstand for the phone and says, Hotel operator, hotel operator, hotel operator, bring the home of a Mid-American manufacturing person.
Johnson, when was the last time you had an ice cream sundae there? They've got one as high as Mount Everest.
It's the best stuff in it.
Chocolate from Holland, that's the chocolate in.
Vanilla beans from Madagascar, just as a vanilla.
Vanilla?
Howard Johnson, the flavor of America.
It's enjoying a big sundae and knowing that beauty was made with pure, fresh cream and only all natural flavors and fruit.
The flavor of America.
Come along, be right nearby. It's a special reason why. Feel at home, you really love. Enjoy it all, the flavor of America. And Howard Johnson.
Howard Johnson's is blueberry ice cream.
delicious ice cream crammed with real, wild, juicy blueberries. Super in a sundae. Right now.
At the Orange Room.
The flavor of America.
Howard Johnson.
Ann Landers, the noted syndicated columnist, receives thousands of letters every week.